Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, what happened on the plane? 844-999-OLA.
Ah, crap. Hang on, Dylan. There we go. All right, Dylan, you're back. Hello, what? Dylan.
All right, so you've eaten the sandwich. You've determined the sandwich is not good. And now you're starting to get the sweats.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, so where I was. So I get up, and I'm moseying my way to the bathroom. And, of course, you know, as soon as I get in there, I start peeling off layers because, like I said, it's getting pretty hot there. After, I'd say, a good 10 minutes of liquid dookie, here comes a knock on the door. And it's I assume to be the air marshal. And you're like, everything all right in there? And, yeah. Probably another 5-10 minutes go by, and I am not stopping, like, it's bad, you know. Guy comes and knocks again, like, a little more sternly this time. He's like, sure, everything's good in there? And, you know, I finally mustered up enough and kind of throw back some clothes on real quick and open the door. And he's not looking too happy at me, but I don't know if they thought I was in there making a device or what, but...
Sometimes you got to tell them, man.
Make me and reprimand me.
Things are going as well as anyone who is in the bathroom for a long time.
Yeah, you know what? I went back to use the bathroom on a flight, and we were having real, real bad turbulence. I was back there. I had to go. There was a woman in the bathroom, and I don't know what happened. She was an older lady, and I don't know if, for whatever reason, she did not close the door all the way. So we started hitting this turbulence. The door swung wide open. She was in there. She was both sides.
Oh.
Throwing up all over the... And I'm like,
what was over the toilet? Which part of it?
No, I mean, well, no, she was sitting down. She was throwing up on the floor. She was using the bathroom.
Oh.
It was like she was having the worst case scenario at the worst time. And she was an older lady, and she looked like she was seriously struggling, like kind of coming in and out of it.
Sure.
And I'm like, oh, God. Like,
so what
oh,
do you
man.
Do?
I went and ran and grabbed the stewardess, and I'm not going to go in there and help her, but she, I thought, would be the better person to go in with another female to help.
Oh, sure.
I think that's the right call.
Yeah, exactly. But it was still like, you just feel so bad. Like, oh, God. Like, oh.
What'd you eat?
This is the worst time and the worst place to have to go through that crap. Mm-hmm. What happened on the plane? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Happy Friday, bitches.
Yeah, man.
So, you got a plane stories, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Kind of, yeah.
All right, so I was on this little safety committee thing, and we're doing this tour thing up in Canada. We get on, like, a little business jet, and so I was kind of sitting towards the back. I noticed there's, like, a half rack of Coors Light sitting there. And so we go on our flight, you know, and do our tour thing. And we come back, and we're all loaded in the plane again. And I notice that half rack's just right through and gone. And the pilots are all kind of giddy and happy up there, you know.
Uh-oh.
And so... we're flying back, and one of them pokes his head back and says, who wants to fly the plane? And so this kid, he goes, I'll do it. And he gets up there in the cockpit, and he's flying the plane probably for about a half a minute or so. And we're starting to loosen up a little bit, and then he goes, okay, we're going to switch it to back to autopilot. And when he hits that switch, that that little plane did like a full-on barrel roll. It almost inverted to get back on course. And, hello?
How yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cut me off.
No. You're good, man. You're good. So was everybody okay?
Yeah, so those shots started. I mean, we weren't even mixing anything. We were just like, everybody had nervous looks on their face.
Yeah, I bet they did.
What is the landing like when your pilot's buzzed?
I don't know. I was kind of like fuzzy by the end of that flight, but...
It's probably for the better.
Sounds like everybody on that plane was tanked.
Yeah, they were just, you know, he broke out the boss, our leader broke out the a little bottle of, I think he had it from the bar, and we all kind of were huddled around, and he's like pouring shots after it did that. Everybody,
are you drunk now?
No.
That was not.
That was not a good no.
That was not a confident
that was
no.
Like
at all.
Officer, no.
Have you ever seen that show Air Disaster, man?
Oh man, I get suckered into it. Look, it terrifies me.
I did not.
I just watched Swiss Air the other day. It was horrible.
I didn't realize it always ends tragically.
Okay, yes.
So I'm watching this one and
Air Disasters.
That show.
The way they set up the show, though. Okay, so whatever went wrong, and it was some new plane. And whatever electric thing was supposed to take over didn't. So now it's back to the humans, but things were kind of messed up, okay? And as it works out, there was another pilot, commercial airline pilot, on the plane. So they and I'm watching this, and they're recreating it, and they show this guy, like, hey, man, I'm a pilot for whatever airline. They're like, cool, we need you to do this. And the way it worked out, I guess, the pilots are in control of the yokes. There's something wrong with the foot controls. So the pilot, the unscheduled pilot that happened to be a passenger, he's kind of sitting in front of the pilot, and he's controlling the foot controls with his hands. And it's showing these guys, and they're, like I said, it's a docudrama, so they go back to the cockpit, and they're like, all right, man, you know, here we go. We have to come in like this, whatever they have to say. And then they show the actual footage of the plane landing. It smacks into the runway, bursts into a ball of flames, and everyone died. All right? But the way they do the show, you're thinking, man, this could be like this big heroic save. And the very next scene, I was like, God.
No, never ends that way.
Ever. You're right. It's in the name, disaster. Not almost disasters. Not, near misses, man. It is just air freaking disaster.
Yeah, the one I watched the other day, like, we should have landed the plane in Nova Scotia. And like, you know what I mean? Like, no, land the plane.
Right.
Like, we're good. We'll just keep flying.
It's like that show I like
we'll
to watch.
We'll make it to Iceland.
Times. It's called I Almost Got Away With It.
Oh, I love that show.
But they always end up getting caught.
Right, because they almost is the key.
Right.
I do like the idea of it's late at night. Maybe you smoked a bowl and you're sitting down there like, oh, this is going to turn around for this plane.
No.
Oh, you're right. No. You always hold on hope. In fact, the only person that could be on I Almost Got Away With It, OJ can do the special I Got Away With It.
Right.
If I gotten away with it.
What happened on the plane? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Dan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it going, guys?
Going good. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's Friday.
Can't
you Awesome. So my wife and I, we were flying back from Minneapolis to Seattle, and it's about a five-hour flight. And we're about to take off, and just the smell of, like, this foul fart hits me. And my wife and I kind of look at each other accusingly, and we realize that it wasn't us, and it's a guy sitting in the aisle. And, you know, we kind of laughed it off, no big deal. And right as it was starting to dissipate and go away, it smacked me in the face again.
Another one.
So, another one.
Locked and loaded is what we like to call that.
Pretty much. Well, this guy was on full auto. It was just... over the course of this five-hour flight, for like 3 hours.
He just farted.
This guy's just dropping bombs, man. And I look over at one point, and he's sweating like a gypsy with a mortgage. Just not feeling good. So he finally, right, like 3 hours later, decides to get up and go to the bathroom. But... It was bad, man. Like the people in front of us and behind us were coughing. So it was a bad time.
Oh, man. 3 hours he's ripping these farts and then decides to poop.
Right, I know.
Right, like, how did he not have to poop before that?
But did it solve his problem? Like, did he stop farting after that?
Yeah, he did. Thank God.
Damn, man. I mean, like I said, I'll fart on the plane, but if it's that much, then yeah, I'll just go to the bathroom. Well, but
yeah,
I'll
drop you know a few when you got if you're farting that much and you're sweating, you've got to go to the bathroom.
Sure, man. One of the weirdest things I've had on a flight, man. I don't know how to explain it. There's an old dude sitting in front of me, not super old, maybe 60 or something like this. Okay, so the flight takes off. Everything's very normal. They hit the ding. You can take off your seatbelt if you want to. So this guy, he's sitting in front of me. Gets up on his knees, but turns around so that he's facing my direction, right? But he's, like, looking over the seat. So I'm sitting there, and it's just weird because I've never seen a grown-ass man do this. So he's up on his knees, and now, like I said, he's facing backwards his seat, looking at me. I'm looking at him, and I'm like, what's up, man? And he truly says nothing. He does not utter a word. And I see him kind of reach behind the seat. He pulls out a book, puts the book up on the headrest, top of the, and he's reading his book. The whole time he's up on his, but he's like 2 feet away from me, like facing in my direction.
That is strange.
Well, as best I can tell, he's traveling with two other adults, and it did not appear that anything was wrong with the guy, but it started, I just started thinking, okay, these people are more like chaperoning him, like he's like one of their weird.
Yeah.
But dude, it was from Houston, I want to say it was like a 3.5 hour flight with this guy, with the exception of the time you had to sit down. This guy, and he wouldn't say a word. Nothing, man. So you're like, you're eating your food. He's just hovering over you. But he's reading a book.
That's strange,
too. He wasn't doing anything. And it was, like, after a while, you got used to it because you realize he's just kind of weird. But it was a little uncomfortable because you need to get up and go to the bathroom.
Damn.
You're like, you put your hand on the, I mean, but like, my hand's almost on his shoulder. So you stand up, like, you're face to face, like, excuse me.
I just can't believe he didn't anything to you when you're like, what's up, man?
A word.
That's why, like, two people in a fast food restaurant don't face each other, even when they're sitting in separate booths.
Isn't that the general rule?
You just don't want to, like, blindly face someone who is, like, directly in front of you, you know, within 15 to 20 feet.
You ever play that game on the bus? The person who's staring at you, for whatever reason, they find you intriguing or you find something interesting, so you're trying to study whatever, like, either they're hot or they're weird or they got something weird in their hand and you're trying to scope them out. Then you realize that you're doing that, and then for the rest of the ride, it's this. Don't let them bust me. And, like, I know they're looking at me. I hate that stuff.
The one I hate is when you're walking and you're, like, on the same pace with somebody.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it goes for a couple blocks. And I always just instinctively want to be like, I'm not following you.
Yeah, and you're following me.
Well, don't say that.
Right. I think that makes it worse.
The worst thing to say.
What happened on the plane? 844-999-0. All right, we got a lot to get to. Bad jokes on the way. The return of Ted versus the FCC. And your emails are coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Our question, what happened on the plane? And here come those emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
My mom tells the story. When I was a kid, I was just born. I had hearing issues. We were stationed in Japan when I was born. Because I had a heart issue, we then got sent to Hawaii to see a specialist. I was put on a heart monitor and was put on the plane. Everyone on the plane knew about my condition, and there was a doctor that actually rode on the plane with my parents. Well, the heart monitor started alarming halfway through the flight. Passengers and my parents started freaking out. The doctor jumped and ran from his seat to check me out just to find out that I was playing with the finger clamp that read my heart rate. Good times. Original doctors told my parents I was only going to live 3 years. Joke's on them. I just celebrated my 29th birthday, and I'm still going strong. Guys, my husband and very young son were flying home from Jersey. I had packed a kid-sized thermos full of regular milk for my son, but did not think about the pressurization. Mid-flight, when we popped the lid, it literally sprayed at least two rows back. I turned around and see two teenage boys covered in the spray. My smart and sarcastic ass looks at them and says, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry, that was my breast milk."
Oh.
They both looked like they wanted to throw up and die. I obviously told them the truth, but only after my husband and I cracked up for a minute. Guys, I we had a delay on the tarmac of about 2 hours at JFK. Later flight, but a full flight. No kids on the flight, just grumpy adults. But by the end of the flight, we were all friends. Why, may you ask? After we hit cruising altitude, the captain came on and announced that all beverages, including alcoholic beverages, would be free as an apology for the delay.
Nice.
Whatever they had stocked that flight didn't have a chance. It might as well have been a party bus on its way to Vegas. Young, old, didn't matter. We were all drunk, talking to each other. It was epic. That from Ryan. All the naked ladies boarding a Southwest flight. I was in the second boarding group. As I got on, I saw there were three more exit row seats. At 6'6", I will do anything for that extra leg room. Sadly, about 15 feet ahead of me, a family took the seats. I am resigning myself to sit in the back. When I walked by, I heard the son say to the dad, "Dad, but I'm not 13. Dad replied, "Don't worry, they won't check." I dead stopped, turned to the front and yelled, "He's not 13. He can't sit there." After being glared at by the family and most everyone else, the attendant made them move. He was 12. I was the most comfortable pariah on the plane once I got my exit row seat. Cheers, guys. That from Jim. Guys, headed to our home state of Illinois, and we take our dog with us. She has no service animal vest, comfort animal, or anything. She's a 20-pound puggle. As we get to our seats, I go first because I need to be by the window, and the wife is next to the dog in a rolling travel Sherpa crate. There is a net the dog can see out of. As we board the plane, we tell the stewardesses that this is the dog in our pack here. As we take our seat, the stewardess, same one who told us about the dog too, comes up and says that we need to put the backpack right under the seat or overhead. My wife, who is not shy, replies, "No, it's staying right here." Three demands later, about putting the backpack under or above, the attendant states the rules say under or above. And finally, my wife says, "This is our dog, and she will not fit under the seat, nor is she going in the overhead bin. We have traveled with her every flight we take home, and she is fine where she is." The stewardess says, "Oh, I didn't know you had a dog in there." After 20 minutes of debate, we finally got the stewardess to just ignore the dog and go about our ritual. Have a great weekend, everybody. That from the Bonnie Lake Cowboy. Ola, September, I performed at a wedding on a plane. Well, the first half anyway. We then promptly jumped out of it, and I finished the ceremony on the ground. A friend I grew up with put out a APB on Facebook asking if anyone was ordained and a bit of a daredevil. And by God, I took them up on the offer. So far, I have a 60% success rate in marrying people, and I'm happy to say they're in the good category.
Huh?
That's pretty strong. That's from Upside Down Scott.
Does that only count for, like, regular people that do that? You think priests are, like, other people think about how many they've had, like, marriage last or be divorced?
Probably. All I'm right. sure to a degree. Unless, because the priest probably knows you a little better, you know.
Yeah, unless you know them personally.
Right.
How would you know?
I just have a buddy that's done it, like, three or four times, and unfortunately one of them didn't work out, but I give him a hard time. Like, maybe you're just a bad minister.
Yeah, no, that's probably, yeah. Guys, my plane story happened a few years back when my wife and I were heading to Georgia after visiting family. It was our last day, and my sister wanted to meet us at a local chicken wing restaurant before we left town. We meet her and her husband at the restaurant, and her husband told me, in front of my wife, that he had done the 7-alarm challenge that was roughly the same temperature as the sun. I, of course, took that as a challenge, and I accepted. Everything was good until 3 hours later when the plane started to taxi out of the runway, and I felt the first of many gut gurgles to come. About 30 minutes of staring at the seatbelt sign, praying for finally to go off. It did, and my ass bounced from that window seat over my wife, and an elderly woman ran my ass back to that bathroom and exploded on impact with a seat like an upside-down volcano. After I splashed some water on my face and felt halfway normal, I opened the bathroom door to see a young boy in a Boy Scout uniform patiently waiting for his turn. I looked at him and said, "Sorry, dude.
Bad news."
A couple seconds later, I heard, "Damn!" as the kid realized what he was walking into. Love the show, guys. That from Eric. Guys, I just got off of work, and your question is, ripped the scab off of an old-ass wound from 4 years ago. My wife and I were coming back from our honeymoon. We had a great trip to the island of Kauai. It was a damn great time. We had so much fun and made many awesome memories. Sadly, the last memory we had was the flight back home. It's around a 5-hour flight, which is 4 hours way too long for flying, in my opinion, but whatever, you have some drinks, watch a movie or two, ride it out. Well, that didn't happen. The hell started with the flight crew saying on the mic that the family was coming back from their family reunion and that over half the plane was just that one family. Our seats were in the very last row of the plane by the bathroom. Huge mistake. The second the seatbelt light went down, someone was in the bathroom for the entire flight. There was always a line of people blocking us to our seats the entire time, and my head can still hear the sucking swoosh of the toilets flushing nonstop. Next comes the beverage service. I'm like, I'll get drunk to be cool. When the gal finally got to the back, she said that we had no alcohol because they didn't get refilled on the island and that the family bought what everything left that they had.
Damn.
That sucks. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah.
That from Jesse the Body. Do we have any texts at all?
There were a ton, comments, but it's all about the same, man.
Okay.
Lots of farts. A lot of people dealing with other people's farts.
Do we have time for a few extra emails here from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com?
You've got mail.
Hola, Cholas. I would like to wish my son, America, a happy 14th birthday. Your mom and I are very proud of you and the young man that you are becoming. How about an original fish sandwich? A what the F is that, Jay? Thanks, guys. That from Big R.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
Hola, love to give a birthday shout out to one of my power sports technicians, Nick. He needs some turtle sex, Leroy Jenkins, and a suck it up cupcake in his life. Sorry, thrill. Liquor and whores. That from Christina.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Hola, Macholas, I want to wish my good friend Jared a happy 24th birthday. Could he get a shotgun thrill get? Anna, your penis is too small. That from Big Burb.
Get it!
Your penis is too small!
Today's my good friend Brendan's 27th trip around the sun. Can he get some turtle wax with your penis is too small in the paws? Rock on, bitches. That from Cameron. Today's my brother Matt's birthday. This is his 28th time around the sun, and I'm hoping you can give him an original fish sandwich, a Leroy Jenkins, and the Dirty Germans talking about lagers. Thanks from his brother Ricky.
Fish sandwich.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, I do not know what you will think of my log, but it is very dense wood.
Yeah, it'll be very dirty because it's a lager. We are German. We like Pilsners. Guess that'd be a joke.
I like it stout.
Hola, guys. Grace is turning the big 3-0. We love her dearly and can't wait to celebrate with her tonight. She has a tiny mouth and loves your sausages. So if you could talk all over yourselves about that, it would be great. Love listening every day. That from Jen, Eric, and the kiddos. All right. Well, I guess the reason I don't
really
like
that kind of sausage is
small mouth. Small mouth makes everything else pretty big, right?
You can actually just take all the sausage out of the casing.
If I do that,
also, you might want to actually try the sausage.
Shove it in that tiny mouth.
Hola, Bacholas. I just want to wish my boyfriend Tyler a very special 30th birthday. He's an amazing man, and I appreciate all the things he's done for me. How about a barbershop fish sandwich and some dirty German talk from you guys? Thanks a bunch. That from Jose Fina.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night.
Yeah, for your birthday, we will play aquarium. I will introduce my sperm whale to your starfish.
Hmm. Yeah, and after that, maybe you'll even be in the mood for a little vegetable, like a sea cucumber.
Guys, my name's Trevor. I have no friends, so I'm emailing in for myself. I turned 30 today, and I forgot to write the last 2 years, so I want just one thing for my birthday from you guys. I want Robin's best attempt at wishing me a happy birthday as Buford Hufflefeather. This is Mrs. Buford Hufflefeather, wishing Trevor a very happy birthday. Thanks, guys. That from Trevor, who wants you to do that for whatever reason, I don't know.
All right, I guess we'll give it a... Yes, this is Mrs. Buford Hufflefeather. Happy birthday to you from Virginia.
Bitches, I'd like to wish a happy birthday to my best friend Jared.
Well, Christopher Walken, I like
bad
it.
At all.
You're welcome.
Love the show, and you guys always give us a great thing or two to talk about. How about a dirty Shannon Sharp with a your penis is too small? Thanks, guys. Keep on rocking. That from Brandon.
Well, I won't get too dirty, but for your birth, I would want you to suck on my sexy stuff.
Gentlemen and women, for my 34th birthday, can I get the Dirty Germans at Virginia Miles talking about all things white? Thanks and love the show. That from Morgan.
Yeah, as a black man, I have one white thing to offer you. It'll probably hit you in the eye.
Yeah, these white sausages are delicious. You should try them.
Oh, let's see here. All things white. How about camping? Ugly sweater parties, yogurt, peacoats, unpaid internships, bumper stickers, and talking about watching The Wire.
I love The Wire.
All white people do.
Me too, as well, bring it.
You're right. Yo, my man, I've watched The Wire.
Only white people do.
My oldest friend Garrett is turning 37 today, and he really, really hates your show, but I'm sure his crew at Sparky's listen to you guys every day. If you could give him an andro penis followed by a your penis is too small, I know that would be greatly appreciated. Cheers, guys. And from Ryan, the robot whisperer.
Andro penis.
Holy guys, today's my dad's 43rd birthday. Can you please give him a shout out to Keith with a Suck It Up cupcake and the Dirty Germans talking about Volkswagens. That from his daughter, Athena, son, Ulrich, and wife, Jessica. Love you guys. Listen all the time. Keep on rocking.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, I know the term Farfignugan. I do not know what it means, but we will do it tonight.
Yeah, and we will not be far from it. I'll be right up on your nougat.
Oh, close-up nougat.
Yeah. You know they used to have those pop-up vans? Something will pop up tonight.
Yeah.
Guys, it's my boyfriend Tony's birthday. He's a longtime listener. We both love the show. He is 49 years old. How about a Suck It Up cupcake and Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans talking about their delicious meat? Thank you, guys. From his awesome girlfriend, Heather.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Let's do this. Leroy!
Yeah, I am not a butcher, but I heard I have the best penis first in town.
Yeah, my meat might not be the biggest, but it's clean. It looks great. The butcher did a great job with it.
I heard it's the saltiest.
Mike, don't shake your head.
Do you disagree?
So you want to see the meat?
Yeah, Mike, we sure use the meat. You judge for yourself, salty.
Hello, gentlemen. I want to give a birthday shout-out to my wife-to-be, Liz. Can she get the construction-working men's room at Dirty Germans? Thanks, guys. That from Craig.
Yeah, I introduce you to the skin jackhammer.
Yeah, and maybe back to the place we originally met, the porta-potty.
Your first. Hi, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Bitches.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweineflash.
A couple extras here. We always do our poll, our men's room poll, when we do the big dummy game. Mm-hmm. And our poll this past week was, do you want to take on 26-year-olds, 20 seniors, or 7 wiener dogs, as a woman was actually attacked and killed by a pack of wiener dogs.
Yeah, she was mauled by wiener dogs.
This one comes in and says, bitches and wobbin, to everyone who picks seniors, you're freaking crazy. My girlfriend is a med tech in a Alzheimer's dementia unit, and she's told me stories about taking 3 or 4 nurses to handle one unruly patient. So just imagine a group with all of their facilities, whatever. Rock on, boys. That from Jacob, listening in 98.9 in lovely Kansas City. What else we got?
So basically, I didn't get my ass kicked because I picked seniors. Look, man, I hear what you're saying. I just feel like with the brittle bones, if you can get them down, they stay down for a while.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, my mom called me today, and at the end of the conversation said, thanks for calling. And I said, Mom, you called me.
Good times.
This made me feel a little more confident about picking the seniors. Love
you,
Mom.
I didn't hit you.
As far as donuts, we were talking about donuts and the fact that it's pretty tough to deny that donut. Average American eats 30 donuts. Is that what it was?
I think it was 31 donuts in a year.
Meat, potatoes, yeah. Guys, I work at a naval shipyard. We have donut offenses. Violate one, and you have to bring in a box for your crew. Okay. Some of the offenses or reasons to buy donuts, you get S'd on by a seagull, which apparently happens a lot at the Navy shipyard. Right. You show up late, you forget your badge. You get a raise, or you get your name in the company newsletter.
That's fair.
I think it's pretty cool just to have rules where if one of those things happen, you got to buy a box of donuts.
Sure.
Rivers that flow north is the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, the Willamette River flows from the second largest natural lake, Waldo Lake in Oregon, to the Columbia River in Portland. Waldo Lake is also the third purest lake in the world, but by the time its pure water gets to Portland, it's the most polluted river in all of Oregon.
Yay.
I swim in the lake, not the river. Keep up the hilarious shows on KGON, bitches. That from Paul. Tuff
Before
Crowley,
everyone
said hello.
Comments in to correct you, it's Willamette, damn it.
Willamette? Whatever.
I know. Yeah,
I don't care.
Willamette. I don't live down there. I don't know, man. If I lived there, I'd know, you know.
Sounds like a curse.
Right? Willamette, I told you.
Let's go for it. Willamette.
Ass. All right. Oh, we need to go back in time to the last time we played Ted versus the FCC, don't we? Let's go back in time.
Time.
Four.
Cunning Connie Kent can't cut quality cuts in her quilts. Then Cunning Connie Kent started making quality cuts in her stunning, cunning cut quilts.
Three times fast.
Cunning Connie Kent can't cut quality cuts in her quilts. Then Cunning Connie Kent started making quality cuts in her stunning, cunning cut quilts.
One.
Cunning Connie Kent can't cut quality cuts in her quilts. Then Cunning Connie Kent started making quality cuts in her stunning, cunning quilts.
Oh!
That was not good at all.
No. All right, let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, man. I'm just going to cut right to the quick. You won't believe this. We did a lot of great rhymes and riddles for Ted versus the FCC.
Unbelievable.
But lo and behold, we come in here and we get a listener submission. So we're going to go with this email. Listen to how he writes this. This is beautiful. Guys, after smoking copious amounts of Narnia, which is a great sativa, and a few shots of tequila and a fair amount of trucker speed, I came up with the following tongue twister for Ted versus the FCC.
It really is the trucker speed.
Bigger Nick likes thick cut bacon. Bigger Nick's bacon is always thick cut. Bigger Nick's girlfriend has a thick cut too. Thick cuts kick butts. Keep up the drunk work, guys. That from Don. The way we play, Ted versus the FCC, is you gotta read that one time through and then three times fast.
Bigger Nick likes, Bigger Nick likes thick cut bacon. Bigger Nick's bacon is always thick cut. Bigger Nick's girlfriend has a thick cut too. Thick cuts kick butt.
Three times fast.
Bigger Nick likes thick cut bacon. Bigger Nick's bacon is always thick cut. Oh, Bigger Nick's girlfriend has a thick cut too. Thick cuts kick butt.
One.
Bigger Nick loves thick cut bacon. Bigger Nick's bacon is always thick cut. Bigger Nick's girlfriend has a thick cut too. Thick cuts kick butt.
Two.
Bigger Nick's likes cut bacon. Bigger Nick's bacon is always thick cut. Bigger Nick's girlfriend has a thick cut too. Thick cuts kick butt.
Big win at Ted versus the FCC, bitches. All right. Bad joke time, getting ready to go. 844-999. Ola, you can email us the bad jokes at the men's room at mensroomlive.com. The drunk in charge, Ryan Castle, is coming up to kick off the bad jokes next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Bad joke time, 844-999. Ola, you can email the bad jokes to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. And off we go with bad jokes.
Hello, Rhonda. Welcome to bad jokes.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
How is a man like a linoleum floor?
How is a man like a linoleum floor?
If you lay him right, you can walk on him for 30 years.
You are correct.
That is correct.
You are 100.
Yes, that is not even funny. It's so accurate.
No, that's what makes it funny.
Hello, Reg. Welcome to the men's room.
Sad.
Hola.
Hola.
What do Eskimos get when they kiss too many people?
What do Eskimos get when they kiss too many people? What?
Sniff-a-less.
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, this is a two-parter. So the first part, who's the most popular man at the nudist colony?
Who is the most popular man at the nudist colony?
The man who can carry two cups of coffee and a dozen donuts.
All right.
And then who is the most popular woman at the nudist colony?
Who's that?
The one who can finish the last donut.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hey, what do you say when you see a blind deer?
What do you say when you see a blind deer? What?
That's a bad idea.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, where does a king keep his armies?
Where does a king keep his armies?
In his sleeveys.
All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Hasta aquí! And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast a latecomer. Originally, I was going to toast the Florida pothole-filling truck that ended up falling into a sinkhole. But instead, I decided to go with this. It's just the internet because, well, the internet just doesn't stop. This is ridiculous. Now, no one likes to say the word no, right? Someone asks you for a favor, you hate to say no, but maybe you will. Toddlers, of course, love to say it. But now the internet has turned a desire to be passive-aggressive into something even dumber. There is currently a petition on change.org to get rid of the word no and replace it with, I love this word, yesn't.
Yesn't.
Kind of like, you know, you did or you didn't. This is yes or yesn't. And they say it's the opposite of like should or shouldn't. Yes would be a mix of yes and not, which is yesn't. And, of course, the petition's gone viral. Over 27,000 figures.
Get a life.
Signatures. Oh, hell, I'm signing. Yeah. Yesn't.
Yes.
I just want to say, hey, man, you going to be here on time? Yesn't. By the way, it comes from the Urban Dictionary, where it's posted 10 years ago. And it means, apparently, a conjunction meaning maybe yes and maybe no. So I'm thinking the English language is not going to drop the word no. Let's go ahead and just start using yesn't. I just feel like I'm in the deep south. This is the dumbest thing I've seen. I laughed about this for 5 minutes. Yesn't. Nothing bad with Jasmine. Yesn't.
I'm warm out today.
You're going to go yesn't.
Be warm out tomorrow.
Yeah, right? You can't help but sound country.
Very southern.
Yesn't.
Yesn't.
I'm sure there's people already saying it. Actually, the greatest miscarriage in English language I heard in Baltimore, a woman told her son, I told you to behave, and you ain't being have. Mm. True story. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola! Let's get to Color 9 offers a profile this, 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.